Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Before we start today's show, we have to tell you about Smoked Honey. If you're over 21 and you live in California, or if you're moving to California, Smoked Honey is the brand that you want to smoke. Marijuana, that's what we're talking about. Weed, ganja, the
devil's lettuce,
lamb's bread man. What
else? Lens bread man?
No, lamb's bread.
Oh.
Lamb's bread. That was a term in Jamaica. Come on, doggy. Look, they make unbelievable distillate products, meaning that's vape that you smoke, or they even have dab darts that you can just squeeze the dabs right onto whatever your dab rig is. Just the best, absolutely highest quality and potent products available. We love Smoked Honey. They sponsored me for my fight. They sponsored this show and a bunch of other incredible podcasts. So they really are big fans of comedy, and they support comedy. And you should support Smoked Honey. You're going to smoke weed anyway. You're going to get high. Well, if you're in California, guess what? Request Smoked Honey from your local dispensary or your delivery service. And if they don't have it, request it. Tell them, hey guys, you know what? You don't have Smoked Honey? Are you fucking crazy? Well, I'm going to have to start ordering from somebody that does have Smoked Honey, and make sure you get them to start carrying it, because we love those guys at Smoked Honey. And every once in a while, we have a product that is very easy to promote, and we're not fucking around. We all smoke
especially it. Especially the one that we're constantly using.
Yeah, exactly.
On every episode of everything we
Every episode of everything we have, you could see us smoking it. It's not bullshit. We don't have to fake it. So go support Smoked Honey, and let's start today's show.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Overrated, this band.
Fucking hate you.
Way overrated. Not a big fan. They're all right, though. Danny Boy Soder picked the plug song today. It's okay.
I didn't pick the song. I picked the band. Well, they picked No One Knows. Well, I could have picked a cooler one.
You could have looked into the eyes of Mike Harrington and knew that he was going to pick the easiest route to whatever you were going to...
Couldn't have done suggest. Songs for the Dead.
What Songs for the Dead? Turn that one on. And you can turn the volume up on this song, because I am way louder than the music. It's... I love when my booth tells me, no, we can't turn that volume up. That's better. Say, turn on Song for the Dead. This is not good.
You're not good.
They're okay, dude. Doggy.
Dude, your favorite band of all time is who? Who's your favorite band of all time?
I'm going to say it was Skid Row, but it's not really Skid Row anymore. It might be Pantera.
Okay. Better choice, but
I think if I have to really come down to it, like if I'm going to listen to one band for the rest of my life, it's not going to be Skid Row.
Turn this up, Harrington.
Within the last year or so, Lewis requested to listen to Respect by Pantera.
So what? I don't know names of songs, bitch. Only idiots know
my
names of songs.
My favorite song. They have one hit.
Walk.
Only
call it Respect?
One hit.
Only idiots know names of songs.
That is... Man, you are completely off.
Yeah.
You're just swinging and missing
if
all morning.
You are a nerd. You spend your time learning lyrics. Like, I don't know
if you're a
lyrics.
Nerd or if you just pay attention to detail.
This is bad. Turn it off as well.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry it doesn't have a DJ cutting and scratching
give
in
me
the middle
a, give
of
me
it.
A Pantera song, and I'm going to sing it on karaoke without the lyrics. I want to see how many lyrics I know of a Pantera song.
It's not like you only know one Pantera song.
I don't even know that song. I thought it was Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's not Pantera.
You want an even more fun fact than that? Otis Redding wrote that song.
Okay.
Let's hear that fucking golden voice. Oh, yeah, this is good, but it's not.
I got it. Hold on.
You want this at 9 in the morning?
All right. I got it. Hold on. Not yet. I'm really trying to remember it.
It's like watching Double Dutch.
Still music, by the way. There's all music at this point, still, right?
There's not, Harry,
that's true. This is all music.
Yes. Good job. This is instruments making music. Did you pick an all instrumental song? The lyrics didn't start yet, right? Tell me when, at least.
Sounds like a long Mountain Dew commercial.
I missed it.
No.
No, it's still music, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, here, wait.
Black people are bad, and I hate them more than gays. Southern pride every fucking day.
All right.
Weapon terror.
So this really does seem like his commute involves multiple extreme sports.
Motherfucking.
He parkours to work. Your life is just sketching the video game.
Motherfucking Pantera!
I don't think they ever say their name.
Wait a minute, they said they're singing.
You're supposed to do karaoke. That didn't matter. That didn't matter whatsoever. You could have lip sync and it still would have been fucked
up. That's a hard one to sing. That's a particularly hard one. Those lyrics, nobody knows those
the
lyrics.
Range of that.
Nobody
it's like Pavarotti. It goes all over the place.
Dan Soder, happy to have you back on the show. Real ass morning show.
Real ass morning show, dude.
Is this too early for you?
No, this is great. It's I woke bad, up. Right? I already got angry at the fucking traffic. It's great.
We are the morning show, the Gas Digital Network.
It's proper that it starts at 11 a.m.
Yeah. Well, you know, West Coast is 8 a.m., so we really speak to the West Coast people. I'm a Californian at heart. Everyone knows that about me. We do have a great show planned today. Dan Soder, it's always a pleasure to have you in studio. This is the first time we've done the Real Ass Morning Show, so we expect a lot out of you today. The pressure
I've
is
already
very...
done this.
Not the morning show.
Yeah.
No, not the 11 a.m. morning show. You've never done it.
Yeah.
You've never done it.
Came in on a Friday and did it.
Where, I'm sorry, Harrington, are you disagreeing with me on my own fucking platform?
Oh, wow.
After the weekend we had at Exotica.
You know what's weird? It's weird to see Lewis, like, when you put time in between it and you come back and realize he's just a totalitarian now. Mm. And he just comes in and he goes, there is no disagreeing. There is only Lewis law. Everything else is fake.
Lewis law.
Lewis law is terrible.
It's kind of like Sharia law.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
Sharia law, they're like, that guy's very strict. Sharia law, they make us look very laid
what
back.
What is he
and good.
Doing to those poor women?
Sharia law, at least they throw your clit out after they cut it off.
You save the clit, we're making clit soup, they're eating it.
We're making clit earrings for everybody.
Boys, we are we are green with our evil. We recycle our clits. Yeah, just telling Harrington. I was definitely on this show, right, Harrington?
Yeah, maybe he
Thank
was.
You. Don't give me the mischievous seven-year-old smile.
Thank you, Harrington.
You really have him like a whipped kid.
I like the way that he just looked at you and his mouth wanted to say yes, but he knew better.
If I was if I was Secret Service, he'd be dead. immediately.
If you were Secret Service, you'd be like fucking three-center mess.
I'd be like, oh, fuck, I suck. I suck so bad at guarding people that are important. If I was Social Services, I would take Harrington out of this house on the look he just gave me alone where I was like, are you all right, Mike? And he goes, and you're like, Doc, dude, are you sleeping in the basement on a bare mattress?
Don't fuck.
Yeah, but then you find out it was Ghost the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, you was Ghost. You're right. Oh, okay, cool.
Don't disagree with me on my own show, Harrington. It's fucked up. Okay. We have a really amazing show planned today. I've been writing the notes just as we started the show, which is great. but let's get some plugs out of the way really quick. Danny Boy Soder, what do you got coming up? What do you got to plug to the Real Ass fans? And then just know that this, I know we're not as large of a platform as the Legion of Skanks or the Bonfire, but these are the most hardcore of the most hardcore fans. These are the ones that will fucking shed blood for you. So understand this plug is very important.
I mean, shedding blood is very nice. I wouldn't mind if they just like buy a ticket to see me in Winnipeg. I'm going to be at Rumors November 15th through the 17th. And then
you should do some sort of promo where one person wins a chance to peg you.
No, I'm cool.
After the show.
Nah, that's dumb.
Winnipeg.
I think you should take that idea.
Whoever creates the best rumor.
Yes.
That's the peg dance owner.
Yeah, yes. I definitely think you should do all this involving yourself.
Fine. You know what? Fuck you. I am doing it. Fucking good. Asshole. I'm giving you a fucking gift. Early Christmas gift, you cocksucker.
I can't wait to watch you get pegged on the Gas Digital Network.
Winnipeg
with Lewis. I love it. I will watch.
As soon as I can get back into Canada, shit, doggy.
Oh, this
is going to happen. This
Come
is gonna
on.
Be the, my return show to Canada will be in Winnipeg, Ontario.
Butt fucked.
Well, not
Ontario.
Lewis getting pegged Manitoba. Is the sound of a dying giraffe, by the way.
Well, I
that
think
all you got?
Look, it's worth it. It's such a clever promo that it would be worth the, you know, also I'm giving them what they get to peg me with. So, you know,
I don't think you didn't say that just till now.
What though. Do you think? They're bringing their own pegging fucking stick?
A dildo?
Yeah. That's what I call it, a pegging stick.
go get the pegging stick. Yeah. Those are really fucking, those are settlers' terms. There you go. Old Mrs. has got a pegging stick.
It's in the shoebox in the bottom drawer.
It's whittled out of old oak.
She rings the supper bell with it.
Yeah. Knocking around. That's some heavy wood right there. Mrs. loves her old pegging stick.
Winnipeg with Louis Shea Gomez. We're talking about Return to Canada. It's happening, I'm telling you. But anyway, Dan, continue your books.
I'll be doing stand-up comedy and telling jokes not being pegged at Rumors.
What a bitch, right, guys? Yeah,
such a bitch. November 15th through the 17th. And then Boston, I'll be at Laugh Boston November 30th, December 1st and 2nd. DanSoder.com for tickets, and then listen to The Bonfire Monday through Thursday.
Danny Boy Soder.
Louis J. Gomez.
Zach Amico, what would you like to plug now?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Every Friday at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network, my new show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, comedians watching horror movies. Please tune in. Thank you, everybody, listening to the first episode. And November the 17th, Hoboken, New Jersey. Next set of tapings for Capital Wrestling, where I'm the head of talent development. Free tickets if you're a subscriber to Gas Digital Network.
Fuck yeah, dude. Go support Zach at Capital Wrestling. I will be probably in the next 3 or 4 months mocking him a lot about this. So we're going to, you know, keep our eye on it.
You're going to get in shape? Is wrestling the next thing you're going to get into?
Well, we've talked about it before, but I don't think that they're ready for him. Capital Wrestling is not ready. They're more of like a Zach-level promotion.
Oh, man. I would love to see you.
If I came into Capital Wrestling, I would have every title within the first couple weeks, and it would be a thing. I don't need to deal with that type of pressure.
You'd Goldberg all of Capital
Wrestling?
Once you
have gold around your waist, dog, then they try to turn you into a fucking, a role model. I don't need that responsibility.
Not necessarily. You could be a bad boy.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Say the bad boy of the podcast.
But you can't help it, doggy. You know, especially as a minority. They have little Puerto Rican kids out there being like...
Looking up to you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of mesh shirts. A lot of little mesh shirts looking up to you.
Not good.
I would go through it all just to watch him vacate the title because of leukemia.
Yeah. He goes, I have to give up my biggest fights at home with the state of New York over taxes. Instead of leukemia, he has to give it up because of taxes. You're like, oh, don't Roman Reigns.
Erwin R. Scheister. Oh, my God. He's in the cage.
But it's actually a Jewish guy from the state of New York. He's actually going to take his money.
You can't call the tax guy Erwin R. Scheister. They don't get it. They don't understand the reference.
If they do, they're going to go like this. I still have to audit you.
Yeah.
You go, I like it.
Solid ref.
Solid ref. Unfortunately, you didn't keep any of the references you made when you bought stuff.
So here's the deal. That was good.
Thanks.
Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez, the special. It's taping December 9th. Tickets will be going on...
Wait, December 9th?
December 9th in New York City, here in New York City.
I'm putting that in my fucking phone.
You got to come out and fucking support, son.
Of course, man.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now, I want only the most hardcore fucking fans to come out. Tickets are going to be going on sale right around mid-November.
It's a Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's a Sunday night. Right around mid-November, they're going to be going on sale, and they're going to be free, but you're going to have to get on a list and fucking sign up for them or whatever. But come out and fucking support, because dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm so happy right now the way it's coming together. I've been on the road touring. I'll tell you the times later.
Okay.
There's a couple shows. But I'm touring still continuously over the next 5 weeks. I'm still working on this special. You could be a part of it. Thank you for everyone that came out to Fairfield Comedy Club in Fairfield, Connecticut. It was such a fucking strange venue. First of all, it's awesome. Okay. I'm not going to shit on the venue because it was the fucking crowd was fire. It's really cool, but it's just in a weird little hotel. They have
it's comedy, baby.
I know, but it's one of those rooms. But they have the lineup's incredible. Like Florentine was just there. Yeah. Joe List is coming in a couple weeks.
I'm doing it in December.
Yeah, dude, the lineups are great. It's a weird room, but surprisingly, the fucking fans out there are awesome, and they came out, and they really fucking had a great time. I had a great time with them. So be a part of it, guys. This Friday night, that's tonight if you're listening to this on iTunes, I'll be in Chicago, Illinois. Two shows tonight, Chicago at the Laugh Factory. Tomorrow night and Sunday night, I'll be in Miami, Florida, and Monday night, I'll be in Boston, Massachusetts, Laugh Boston. Get tickets right now at Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com. Next week, I'm at Governor's in Brookridge, Long Island on the 14th. I'll be on the 15th at Laughs in Seattle, Washington.
That's a great club.
Then I'll be at Washington, D.C. Let's see what else is coming up. Harvey's in Portland, Oregon. And I'm still going to be announcing San Francisco and Denver. And I think I'm going to be wrapping up after that, guys. But you can still be a part of the process. Come out and fucking support me on the road. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com is the website. Chicago, come the fuck out. Represent this weekend. We're going to have a lot of fun. Miami this weekend. And then Boston on Monday night. Long Island next week. Guys, come out. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com.
Go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to. Good or bad? I think it's funnier when it's a bad review.
Hell yeah. Because then they have to wear stuff they don't like.
It's great. Just wipe their cum on it.
Mm.
That's what I would do.
What a fun way to take something and turn it.
Yeah. So, this is the show. Let's do it. What's going on? The timer's been going.
You just release an actual snake in the room right when you said, there you go. This is the show. When did you turn into this? When did it turn into this? I know.
The timer's been going for a while. So, yeah, reset that. All right. So, look. Danny Boy Soder.
Who's Jay Gomez?
You came in. You mentioned a bunch of things. Today I got inspired by just things you were talking about. So I have notes here that we can go to, but I think that you inspire me, Danny Boy.
Thanks, dude.
And I want to fucking
try to be the light in your life.
We're talking about. Yeah, I mean, look, we can. Should we talk about fucking? We'll go to that a little. We'll guess the news a little bit later about this shooting in a hot yoga studio. Know nothing about it. Nothing about it. But I am going back to hot yoga this week because I have to get in shape for my special. I've been really.
Do you want to look sexy in your special?
Yeah. Well, you want to look as sexy as you want, as you could be, just in general.
Oh, yeah.
In any given situation, you want the person across the table from you to want to fuck you.
Yes, not laugh. Fuck.
Whether it's a man, a woman,
non-binary,
child,
animal.
Doesn't matter.
Piece of you want, furniture.
Well, no, I mean, no, the reality is you just want to look your best. Dan, you want to look. Don't fucking judge me. You didn't want to look your best in your special.
No, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I wasn't like. Going for a hot body, but I was like, yeah, I want to lose weight.
Did you diet or anything
before? Yeah, I want to like fit into clothes. I don't want to have like weed tits just going up there like, hey everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just diet. I mean, it's like you know, the next until you film it, it's just going to be like just filled with adrenaline the entire time.
Yeah.
Cuz it's like a looming thing. When you set the date and you set tickets and everything's set, I got the shit scared out of me. I was like, fuck, it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, maybe.
But you sound like you got a lot of road dates in there, so you'll be.
I'm a different animal, Dan.
Oh, cool.
You know?
All right. Well.
You know, Dan, you're great.
Thanks.
You're an incredible comedian.
Thank you. I was waiting for to see what that pause was about. I was like, okay.
I'm a little bit bigger than a comedian.
Yeah, no, you're so, yeah, I'm, you're a lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm comedian is
you're a brand.
Mogul.
Muggle. Also a non-magic folk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mogul. You're a mogul muggle.
I'm a mogul and a muggle.
True. How do you feel about the hour?
I feel great about it. There's a couple little pieces. It's a little disjointed right now because I haven't really put the order together that I would the way that I wanted to. The material's all there. I know what I'm doing. But now I'm starting to map out how it's going to actually like lay out the actual whole special. So it's a little nerve wracking, but I'll tell you right now, doing that fight leading up to this made me really, it really became clear, like, all right, well, I don't know how to fucking fight. And I put together a game plan and, you know, very regimented, like, you know, diet plan and going in training and putting together, you know, something that, you know, I was able to successfully win a fight against a dude who, you know, had martial arts experience. So for this, I've been doing comedy for 14 years. I've been preparing for this, you know? So it was very, looking at it now, I'm going like, yeah, I'm fucking way more prepared for this than I am to go into a fight.
Well, how long, I mean, the order is very important. You got to know your shit and before you run
I sort of know, the order slightly, but it's not, I know what I'm opening with. I know what I'm closing with, but it's sort of in the middle.
Are you timing it every night?
Yeah. I'm taping everything that I'm doing.
All right, good.
And what I do is I do an audio map. This is what we did with Dave Smith's special to get a little inside baseball. But so we have all these hours that I'm just taping. And then what I'm going to do is I take it, the audio, and I'm going to edit it together in its audio format from everything that I've taped and have the entire special to be able to listen to how it flows before I even go and do it. And then off of that, go and work that the last few times before I go and film.
Wolf told me she ran her special 100 times before she taped it. I think that's a lot, but I probably ran mine about 70.
Yeah, that's way more. I'm doing mine like 20, 25. I just don't have the weekend work available like you guys do. Like you guys will go and get six weekends.
You get 5 hours in a weekend.
Yeah. I don't get that. I get like, I book my own shit and then I get one or two.
No, I'm fucking impressed, man. When you're reading the dates, that's a lot of fucking dates and it's good to, you know, it's your fans. So, you know.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm excited and maybe it's less nerve wracking for me than it is for you because you were doing it for Comedy Central and.
Yeah, dude, I mean.
It's a different type of pressure.
I told them like. Take over. I just want to worry about doing the hour.
Yeah. But it's like there's a level of pressure there where you go like, you know, it's the end. Like my thing, the industry doesn't give a fuck about my special. I'm selling my special directly to my fan base. Mm-hmm. They're going to, you know.
I mean, it worked great with Dave's. Dave's Libertas was
Very successful.
Very successful. Yeah.
So great fucking special. I'm excited. So if you guys look, I won't keep on plugging this special, but you guys, yeah, come out for it, because I think it's gonna. I think people are gonna be pleasantly surprised with what I'm doing. I feel like I turned a corner in the past year with my stand up, and I'm excited about it. So
I'll be there. I'll be there at the taping. Corner man. I love watching
fluffing
your.
Me. It's fluffing it's me in the back.
Just sucking that purple dick ears.
What if I really needed that right before I went? I'm like, Dan, I'm freaking out, dude.
But cool. I'm first Kim. I'm gonna go get my seat.
She's sucking the opener's dick right now.
I go, oh man, that's crazy. I guess you just gotta wait. I'm gonna go get my seat. Bye.
You were telling me you're playing Red Dead Redemption.
God, dude, it's great. Red Dead Redemption's just it's everything I've ever wanted. I love it.
You also have the voice for it. You sound like you're.
I sound like every character in the game. Yeah. Every guy's like, hey man, let me use your horse. You got a horse over there. See, Hutch knows because Bobby's been playing it. Oh, if I just went up to Bobby and I went, give me your damn saddle. You couldn't name who that is. Is that Arthur Morgan?
I'm here
is
for
it
the
John
Real
Marston?
Ass Podcast.
Hey, well, get off this damn horse and let's go podcast with Louis J. Gomez.
Welcome to the bonfire. I'm Dan Soder.
Hi.
And that there is Big J. Oakerson.
Big J. Oakerson also sounds like a character from Red Dead Redemption.
It does. We just got off the side of the mountain. Sure is chilly up there. Anyways.
Big J. looks like the butcher in Red Dead Redemption. Pulled the butcher in Red Dead Redemption.
I'm just here to let you know 2 hours.
But Luke, you're just thinking of Leatherface. That's a different thing.
you should just make him wear a leather, one of those old-timey leather cooking aprons.
Yeah. It's fun. I got it.
You're into Fortnite.
Well, I'm really into Fortnite, and I purchased my Xbox just for Fortnite.
Yeah.
And then people were talking about Red Dead Redemption at the
Spider-Man's. What's up? If you have a PlayStation.
I haven't fucked with Spider-Man yet, but so I bought it, and I just got into Chapter 2. I'm now out of the winter.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's cool. It's fun. It's really cool. It's not as fast paced as as Grand Theft Auto. Which is what I was used to playing when I was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Like, which is like, I've never played a mission. I did. I played the missions for like 20 minutes. And then I'm like, all right, cool. You know, you pass a hooker, you kill her, you start buying drugs. You're like, I can just grab a car and.
You can basically do that on Red Dead Redemption. You can just shoot everyone that you see that you cross on a path.
And I know.
And there's just a big ass bounty out for you.
I know.
And then that's like having stars. But it's.
I don't like shooting the guys. I like shooting their horses in between their fucking eyes, and then watching them and like because it's
watch
their friend.
Freak out. Yeah, no, they
it's
freak
their,
out.
It's their friend. Yeah. So that's my favorite thing so far is to do. My sister was just watching me play it yesterday, and I just walked up to a guy, and he was like, "Howdy, partner!" And I shot his horse in the head.
Yeah,
and he started freaking out.
What are you doing?
And then I hogtied him, and then I started stabbing him brutally to death.
Cool, cool.
Over and over and over again, and then I got on my horse, I ran away. I haven't tried to kill my horse yet. It does. You live, you're kind of in a world where, like, I don't even know. I just start my game over. I don't know if I can kill my own horse. That's how realistic it is. You're really in it because I really like my horse.
Yeah, dude. I like my horse.
And I don't want to put a bullet. Can you kill your own horse? You can?
Yeah.
What happens?
I don't know. But I'll tell you, this weekend, Shane Gillis was over at my house and I was playing it. And he's like, dude, don't go to the bathroom. And he said it early. He's like, don't go to the bathroom. I was like, what do you mean? And later I went to the bathroom and I came out and he had the pistol trying to aim it at my horse's head. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck, dude? He goes, ah, ah. He put it down. And dude, you know what's even worse? Is when you try to kill your horse, yo, that shit remembers. I lost trust with my horse.
No.
Dude, my horse was like, ah. I was like, hey, shit, no, that wasn't me. That was Shane. Oh, fuck, buddy. And then you got to pat it and feed it and brush it. You
know, I'm sorry, baby. An episode.
Oh my god,
it's a crazy time out here. It's 1999.
It's so hot, and I'm in this wool suit, baby. I'm just losing it.
Like Martin Lawrence when he was on
the sweatsuit. Oh man, my cowboy went nuts.
No matter what era he's placed in, all of Lewis's rage goes to transportation.
Yeah, it really, that's true. He goes, I got into a fight with another fucking wagon tamer, or whatever they're called, wagon drivers.
Dude. It's pretty realistic.
It's fun as shit, man. I'm excited to get home and play it tonight.
My sister got mad at me because she's like, I got mad at Kim for like just letting a fucking dude go. And I'm an outlaw. Okay, no, I'll tell you the scene where you have the three guys.
Yeah, in the train. After
the train.
You rob the train. And you
so
can
you're like,
either
you
put
can
them
kill
in
them,
and
you can put them in, you can do whatever you want. So
of course you killed them.
I started shooting at them and then they got away.
Yeah,
you I only killed
idiot.
Two of them and
so
then I
was going to tell on you.
This time I loaded them onto the train.
Blew them up.
No, then I killed them execution style as they begged in horror to please not kill them. I shot them in their feet first.
I mean, it got fucking crazy. And
see, what's worse?
The bullet wounds, they show you the fucking cheekbone, like, break open.
Yeah.
And the blood, like, you look into the skull after you shoot him, and it's satisfying.
Oh, man. Oh, buddy, we got to get you back into therapy real quick.
Started anger management yesterday.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right in the middle of this.
They made me leave Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, I had to leave Red Dead Redemption to go to anger management.
Anger management, is it a group or is it just you and one other person?
No,
it's just you and a therapist?
Me by myself.
You by yourself?
Just crying and jerking off in a dark room.
Yeah, they go, get angry. Now get hard. Now finish. I was thinking it was like the Jack Nicholson, Adam Sandler, the fun. Will you be around a bunch of other angry psychos?
No, it's actually much closer to the TV show. I'm more like...
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, I'm more like Charlie
Sheen. Have AIDS and walked away from a bunch of money? Yeah,
rapist, AIDS patient.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's...
How...
They're trying to do a headlining tour.
Yeah. Sheen's like, Tiger Blood, what's up? It's just our Justin.
It really is. It's really Sheen's impression is Justin.
Yeah, Jay said it. Jay was like, my Sheen impression is my Justin impression, which is my Corey Feldman.
Justin, or yeah, Jay only has like 5 or 6 impressions.
But he does them well. He slips into them well.
Here's what he does. He understands how to say the correct words with the voice, so you just connect it. It's good. He's very good.
But the Sheen is just Justin.
Hey, I got AIDS. Tiger Blood.
Hey,
same dogs. I love dogs. I love AIDS. Whatever, same guy.
Yeah.
Dan, Zach, let's just take a second. You know, I'm talking about getting back in shape, and one of the ways that I'm doing this right now,
because
I'm a fat fuck now. I need to focus. Dude, I haven't done shit since the fight. Only worked out a few times, and it's because I'm too busy right now. I'm traveling all over the place. I'm working on this special. I'm here at Gas Digital fucking 6 days a week. There's so many different moving pieces right now that, it's hard. It's hard to find the time to really get to the gym, focus on a really strong workout plan, and then also I've sort of done it all before, so it's not motivating to kind of go in and do the same thing. That's why the fight was easier to get motivated for, because it was something that was new and refreshing.
Someone's gonna hurt you too.
Yeah, you have to get in shape.
Yeah, you're
dead. So this is what I'm saying, guys: find a mortal enemy. If you can find, this is a new website we have, mortalenemy.com.
Match up with a guy that just
hates
you.
Make a new one every day.
Oh, you just get a whole fucking crew of people that hate you.
They're trying to kill you. You have to get in shape to survive.
Hell yeah.
That's the idea. No, Beachbody On Demand is what we're talking about. And I love Beachbody On Demand. Danny Boy Soder, you got to get on it.
Gotta
I'm telling you right now. This is what I'm going to use. When you guys see me on my special on December 9th and see the shape that I'm in, just understand it all came from Beachbody On Demand, okay? Here's what it is. It's an online streaming platform that has tons and tons and tons of fucking workouts that are available at your fingertips. So you heard of things like P90X, you've heard of things like T25, Brazilian butt lift, which I really need, hip hop abs, 3-week yoga retreat, and more. All of these amazing programs that you see infomercials for, you see on television, as seen on TV, Beachbody On Demand is the company that's behind most of them. Mm-hmm. And on their platform, you have access to all of them, all the celebrity and trainers, all of the diet tips, all everything you need to have the best body you could ever have. You could have it right on your phone, your tablet, your smart TV, whatever it is, your hotel room, you're at home. Quick workouts. T25 is 25 fucking minutes. 25 minutes, you could be in the best shape of your life. It's intense cardio. It's 6 days a week. I'm telling you right now, if you want to be in shape, do something like that. I did Insanity. That was the best shape I've ever been in my entire life. Okay, best shape. It was absolutely insane.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. No, I'm being serious about this right
now.
You can change your entire life in just a few weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. I'm telling you right now, you will change the way you look completely.
Yeah.
If somebody would have told me when I was, a 15-year-old fat kid, dude, give it fucking 8 weeks and you're going to see how you look.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody would just give me that bit of advice, I would have actually given it a try. And I'm telling you right now, I've been fat. I've been in shape. I've been everywhere in between. Give yourself a couple months to really try and stick to a program. You're going to change your life. You're going to change the way you look. You're going to change the way you feel. Here's the deal, okay? Right now, if you want to try this absolutely free fucking trial membership, what you do is you text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030, REAL, to 303030, R-E-A-L, text that word to 303030, you're going to get a free trial membership that includes their new 14-day results plan where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks. I'm telling you right now, this is an amazing platform. You got nothing to lose because it's a free trial on it. So once again, text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030 and change your life today with Beachbody On Demand. All right, let's get back into it.
So who decided to go to anger management? Was it your decision or was it like a court order?
This is the world's decision, I think.
The world got together.
Yeah.
All
the signs pointed to anger management. No, it was my decision completely.
And after I think a couple that's why more transportation flare-ups?
I think the transportation flare-ups, I think they're a little blown out of proportion. Why? I mean, guys, it's not like every time I get into a cab, I fucking try to fight the cab driver.
Let me say this. It's not every time. But when you go nuts.
Let me tell you this, young man.
Well, you come off the mountain and realize.
You're drinking whiskey.
Hey, leave that horse alone.
That's going to be my voice when you get into a.
Let that man drive in that cab.
Oh, by the way, I killed a fucking bird and I couldn't find the butcher table. So I just walked around with it for like a half a day. And it's everyone that I came by, it's like, that bird stinks. Get out of here, Arthur.
Yeah. You can.
What's wrong with you? What are you going to do with that? Like, they implied you're going to fuck the bird.
You're going to fuck that dead bird.
What's going on, Arthur?
I wouldn't mind doing a voiceover for that fucked up voiceover patchwork where you're just like, hey, Arthur, you want to suck my dick behind this tree? And they go, whoa.
I just assume you're the horse, by the way.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hey, Arthur, it's me, your horse. Why don't you get under
me? You do sound like Mr. Ed.
Let me butt fuck you.
That sounds like Dangerfield. The more you try to start sounding like the thing that I named, you shift into something else.
I'm in the lava.
You'll never catch me. Always a little too quick for you.
We were doing woke Dangerfield on the bonfire, and it's been something I've been doing when I'm at high now. And I'm like, hey, there is no gender. It's all fluid. Speaking of fluid, I got an ex-wife. I'm killing in the other room.
He murders it. It's great. You're very talented, Dan. This is why your special was really good.
Thanks, man.
It was really good.
I fucking hate you. No one saw it, so I don't care. Comedy Central, I heard that shit twice and then put it in whatever vault they have.
Well, in a weird way, wouldn't you rather do your own thing at one point? Just fucking self-release $5 to a fucking the fan base?
When my half hour came out on Netflix, it was pretty obvious.
No, I'd rather eight people see it every 20 years, like Snow White.
Yeah. limited
opening
screenings.
Up the Comedy Central vault for a limited time.
Do
also.
You guys want to see a couple premium blends in Dan Soder's hour? I still hope that
Shorty's watching Shorties now available on live stream.
Dude, I love Shorty's watching Shorties.
I know you do.
I fucking loved it. I don't understand why Comedy Central doesn't just go to Hulu and be like, "Here's our specials, Hulu." Yeah. Fucking stream them.
So there's no way to watch the Comedy Central specials?
You can go to ComedyCentral.com.
And pay for the special through them. You can buy it, though.
As someone that's technologically...
You can buy it from Comedy Central.
Yeah, you can download it on iTunes. Yeah, you can buy it for like $7.
The video.
Yeah, you can buy the whole hour for like $7.90.
So why don't you just promote it like that? Because you don't make any of the money.
Yeah, they already gave me the money.
Fucking cocksuckers.
They pay me out.
Yeah, but you can't complain that nobody's going to see it. If you don't promote it, people will see it.
People don't even know that
you can buy the specials on Comedy Central. I'm your friend, and I just found it out. So do you get what I'm saying? Though there's something about
Lou, if they don't know that, you can just do some of the same shit again.
Yeah, maybe I can just do a whole other special of the same stuff in a cowboy voice.
You go, dude, this feels strikingly similar to his hour he did in 2016.
You should do a cowboy character that does all your jokes.
Smoking is cool.
Soder went full fucking, I'm going for that middle of the state, baby. I'm going to fill out arenas in fucking Nebraska.
You should do a retired Marlboro Man character. He's on a fucking an IV drip. He's in the hospital.
You know what's crazy is when you're out on the range. And you just see a horse coming. They go, dude, I can't take any of this.
Nothing more refreshing.
You got to light a cigarette, but the hand's only got three fingers on it.
You guys mind if I light one up real quick? Can you work this lighter for me? I lost all my fingertips.
What's up with Golden Corral having to wait? Don't you hate it when you go to the buffet?
You gotta smoke it through the throat hole.
Yeah. Anyway. And then I decided to go up in there.
Dude, that's fucking.
Those boxes have probably gotten pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're still fucking real rough.
Are they? Because when my mom decided to let cancer kill her, she tapped out with some heroin.
Good way to tap out, though.
Yeah, dude.
If you're gonna fucking numb it.
Yeah, but it's like you don't even tap. That's you just go.
You yes, say, you do.
You know.
There's some tests. Some call it slapping. You can call it a tap.
They say tap or nap. She napped.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said fuck it.
Nap. You know, I'm out.
I'd rather just
walk into the ocean, dude. That's walking into the fucking let it take me.
That's some samurai shit.
That's some.
Your mom's basically a samurai.
My mom is kind of a samurai.
Did you ever hear? Lewis.
Did I ever tell you we have the audio of her dying the moment that she died?
What?
I swear to God. Here, listen.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you. I love you, my son. Yeah. So, I don't know how we got there.
I don't know, but it's a fucking balls-ass move that your mom hari-carried yourself with heroin.
Yeah, she really didn't care.
Oh, no, what you're talking about, are those voice boxes still good?
Oh, yeah, are those voice boxes still good?
I was worried you were going to bring that back up because
my mom, mom didn't want like that voice box.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be able to eat.
Is it two people in the house would sound like that?
Yeah.
Lewis, that's me, Mom. That's how he only knows the buzzing.
Because it was inaudible when I was a kid. It was like.
Yeah, it was scary. I remember being at a restaurant when I was like 8 and the guy in the booth behind us had it. And I was just like, oh, God. Yeah.
No, that was the Burger King intercom, Dan.
You're ordering ready.
Hello. Yeah, well, now they have the thing where I think you just push on it. Now when they do it, it's just like a button where you just push on
it. Oh, it's like our effects box in the booth, right?
Yeah, it's a drop
you just
box.
You can just play my mom's fucking like, sound
hey
effects.
No. It's just different sound
just
effects.
Just play, he's a real ass dude. Yeah. Ass dude. How cool would that be? That's actually cooler. Well, I thought of this because I talk so much on podcasts, I guarantee you I have every word, I've named every word ever that I would need. On podcasts,
so they can
right?
just make a whole drop of your words.
So why can't we just fucking and the sound that I make with my mouth, right? Why can't it just be? This is the technology in my mind. That's how I'd invent it. That this isn't fucking. This is what I would do. I would have it. You know, your mouth makes certain movements, and there's certain sounds that come out. That, you know, and certain breathing where you make certain words.
Yeah, you're talking about.
So speaking. I would create technology that would read the way it would be wires that would go into my mouth that would know the way my mouth is moving. And then almost instantaneously say the word that I'm saying. I don't have the technology and all the fucking in-between shit.
Yeah, you just pulled out some Avenger science where it's like in a comic book movie where it just makes things easy quick. Where they go, yeah, we just developed this and that's just two words of dialogue. And now it's a thing.
Yeah, something.
But in this earpiece, you'll know every language.
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of shit. Really.
No, that's not crazy what I'm saying. The way I'm describing it, I bet you that some people are into that
There's
shit.
There's a guy right? in a lab listening right now.
I used to invent shit all the time, just like that, by the way. That thing, like, hold on. I invented when I was a kid. I was like, why don't you just DVR. Fucking, hold on. We learned about kinetic energy. I was like, why don't you just create a fucking bike that when the people in the gym are fucking riding the bike, they're creating energy for the building. Boom. Guess what? Years later, guess what they created?
A bike that powers buildings.
It's a little more complicated, but yeah.
Generator.
Yeah.
Nuts.
It's a gerbil in the basement.
Were you one of the kids that was like, I invented DVR? Because you're like, I said, why don't you be able to fast forward and rewind television?
Nope.
Be able to stop it.
Nope. Okay. That's some fucking punk shit, doggy. I'm getting specific. If they come out with exactly what I just described in a couple years, did I not invent it?
Black Mirror did that.
What?
Had the people pedaling for power.
Pedaling for power?
Yes. And then that was their currency.
Really? Okay, well, cool. Black Mirror stole my fucking idea from when I was a kid.
Sue him! Dude, you know what you do? Put all your funds into a kick-ass legal team.
Yeah, just sue everybody.
Digital. And just start lighting motherfuckers up in court.
That's probably like a way that people make money now.
Yeah, dude. Ambulance chasers. That's what those lawyers are.
Yeah.
They just ask those people TV where they're like, did you get hurt? You're entitled to money. That's them being like, hey, want me to go pick a fight with a person?
What do these boxes sound like now, please? Let me hear it.
Oh, man. It's going to be rough.
Let's hear it. The most current 2018 voice cancer box.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Yes, it is.
Voice cancer box?
Voice cancer box.
The 2018.
The 2018?
The 2018 version. The Model S.
I go, can I get a 2014?
Why?
You used one?
Yes.
I guess.
Just sounds awesome.
Just Obama.
It's retro.
It's just whatever president it is.
Yeah. So you don't have it? There's not any tech. There's not a website that sells these boxes that's trying to fucking show how
you
good their box
sell
is.
Gas digital voice boxes.
How cool would that be? But
you
the different voices of the different people.
You, Bisbing, Jay, Dave, Zach.
That'd be great.
Mine only
exactly
works every
5 words.
Yours just comes in well-timed jokes. It's like, and now you're speaking. They go, oh, we couldn't get this guy on the bus, but he zinged the fuck out of one lady 3 rows back.
What, do we have anything?
Oh, man, come on.
Oh, my, it looks like a butthole.
What are we, spelunking?
Look at, dude, it looks exactly like a giant asshole.
With the effects. Is this Twin Peaks?
He's got a fucking YouTube channel? Oh, but he's also got an Indian accent. I mean, there's other.
He's Indian's Iron Man.
Oh my God! I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Sounds like the start of a Daft Punk song.
Yeah. All right, turn it off. It's making me uncomfortable. There's no
they
way
call
that's
this that man is the robot current. God.
That's in what they India. Have in India now. That's like the fucking 1990 version.
You're talking about
India.
America. You're talking about in the middle of this country.
I want an American version. There's got to be the best version of that.
Yeah.
It's not that. There's no way that's the best
that's not
version
the best.
Of that.
No, that
it's
was a fucking electric dude. Razor.
That was an electric razor up to the guy's fucking upper butthole.
That was a hole in a neck yeah. with a string and a paper cup.
Did it old school walkie talkies. Shit.
There he is.
Oh, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was the vocal box. I was like, oh,
they were being attacked,
cool?
aerated.
He goes,
in my voice box, can I have them sound like an air raid?
They go, you're pretty badass, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be better. You have more? All right, pull it up. Let's hear it.
My name is Tony Talmadge. I'm here to demonstrate the difference between a True Tone speech aid and a regular solo tone.
Okay, it's good.
Identical as the one I'm using right now, which is
let's hear it.
True Tone. However, fuck. It's a world of more. This one here has a regular voice. It has no fluctuation.
Yeah, that one sucks. Well, let's see.
It doesn't go from low.
It'd be fucked up if he didn't even have cancer. He's just doing this. He
is this his audition for the next police academy?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I could be the Winslow. I'm Latino. That's a different. Nigga, you can sing.
Shit.
You just got knocked the fuck out.
How great would it be? But go back 5 seconds. If you just heard that when you walked in his house, one of his friends hears that when he goes up. Like, look who's here.
It does sound like auto tunes. Sounds like a Drake song.
Oh, and you're like, I know, I'm in the house. That really, it does just does sound like auto tunes.
Yeah.
That's great. Speak that way.
Just,
I gotta go to the store.
I need my medication.
Can't do this clean emotion again.
Yeah. Wait, go back. Does he try another one? I want to see the better one.
That was the better one. You heard the two. There was the one that was monotone.
One button, I am able to do every fluctuation.
Yeah, do you sound completely like a normal dude? No, you wouldn't even know it.
You're the brother-in-law that's just mean to him? You go, oh yeah, I can't even tell that they took your voice.
No, dude, yeah, you should keep on smoking. You sound just like everyone else now.
Hey, Battlestar Galactica, you want to stop flipping out my kid? He can't stop looking at you.
Hey, Johnny Five, do you want to fucking
short circuit? Why don't you get the fuck out of here? You're creeping out the kids. You're just a mean brother-in-law.
Hey, Conky, what's the word of the day?
Yeah, I can't fuck it. What are you looking at me? This guy's fucking me.
Hey, maybe RoboCop wants to say grace.
Oh, God. That's so fucked up. Hey, Data from Star Trek. His voice is too clean. That doesn't work.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. That's always like the one that I'm like, man, knock on wood, that never happens, because that is a tough one.
What?
Did you have your voice box taken like that? So your mom,
my mom
was like,
just, she said no.
And what did they say? They're like, you're a bad bitch.
No, she started getting, they started using like radiation on her throat, so it fried her vocal cords, so she could only whisper.
Oh, shit.
And then they were like, all right, we're going to take it all out, and you're going to have to talk like that. And she was like, no, I will not.
She went,
she's like, can you speak up, miss? My mom, my sister...
Hands off my box. I got one box. I ain't upgrading to two.
My sister used to be so shy when she was like a teenager.
Yeah.
My mom like went through this. They would go through like drive-thrus at McDonald's, and my sister wouldn't order for her. She would make my mom struggle and whisper into the box.
Really?
And it was just some fucking kid being like, you think you're funny? You think you're funny fucking around out there? And my mom's like, I'm so hungry.
Please.
My daughter shut down, and I am so hungry. Oh, the world is stripping me of all my abilities.
Meanwhile, in the backseat, what kind of boy toys do you have?
He goes, hey, do you guys have the Robin Hood toy still?
They go, I'm sorry, who's the old man in the backseat?
That's my 8-year-old.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, that's, so she just was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. Because I think about that sometimes. You're like, what if you just are like, no, I'm not going to take my voice box out. I'm not
well, I understand that. The idea of like,
Did they tell her, like, listen, you're terminal?
She was already, like, when you're already so fucked up and have such a depressing, fucked up life,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't take much. So it's like, you know, she, I don't know, like, is her death ruled a suicide? No, her death was ruled an overdose. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, she committed suicide. She did it on purpose. There's factors that made, you know, my family believe that she took her own life.
That she was like, here, I know how much to do, that it's enough.
Yeah, she was a pro.
Yeah.
You know.
She wrote it on the wall in blood.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out. Peace. I'm going to leave a mystery. How old were you, 16? There it is. There's, you know. She gave one last one before she went.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. How old are you, 16?
No, I was 22.
Oh, you were 22. All yeah. right. So you guys were out of the house. You yeah. and your sister were out of the house.
Yeah, I was already done.
Yeah. Because I for some reason, I thought you were 16. So I was like, oh, okay. That'd be fucked up if you're in the house. And she's like, here's the dose.
No.
Fucking peace out.
No.
Did she tell you she was going to do it?
No.
It just one day was like.
I was in Amsterdam.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Amsterdam when she died.
How'd you find out?
Fucking balls deep in a hooker.
You were just, she's like, oh, yes, yes, your phone's ringing. Oh, pick up your phone. Oh,
I have some very sad news.
Oh, no, I just found out, Lewis. I just got a text.
One of the greatest women in my industry has passed away.
A woman I looked up to. A woman that taught me everything I knew.
They shut down the red light district for the entire evening.
They did a fucking, yeah, like, just they pulled all the windows shut.
Yeah, they did a 12 squirt salute.
Yeah, I was thinking about which would be the salute. Yeah. Squirt's the best one. Yeah. Dude, in Amsterdam, you find out. Did you just get fucked up that night?
No, I didn't find out in Amsterdam. I found out when I came back, when I landed, because this is actually before cell phones.
Yeah, so you had to get
it
home.
It wasn't before cell phones. It was
right before turning your cell phone on in Amsterdam.
Nokia fucking faceplate
phones.
Yeah,
you turned it on at home and you got all the texts from the past fucking week.
No, my aunt called me. It was weird. I just got a phone call from my aunt. It was just kind of out of nowhere, and I knew. In a weird way, I knew.
Yeah, it's odd, man. I've told people that. When someone dies, there is like this split second before someone tells you, they're like, you're about to tell me someone died.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way they tell you the news. Like, I've watched my mom do it twice, and both times I'm like, I guess the pitch. I'm like, someone's dead. And she's like, fuck, this kid's good.
Yeah.
She's like,
that
no,
whenever you get a voicemail from someone who never calls you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, somebody's dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A voicemail. And it's like, it's someone that you don't have a problem with, but it's someone that's on the perimeter that just calls you, and you're like, why is this person
I have literally probably about 100 voicemails in my phone that I haven't listened to.
Dude, my friend is called. I have one friend that's called me for deaths where it's just completely caught me off guard because we do talk regularly. And then he's just called me to let me know two people are dead. And you're like, ah, fuck, you got me.
Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock. Who's there?
You go, Javon's dead.
Not your uncle.
Oh, what? He called me before an open mic one time to tell me our friend was murdered. Like probably 2 months into comedy.
Really?
Yeah, he called me. He's like, hey.
How was your friend murdered?
He was testifying against a guy. He was like in a park in Aurora and it was for a July 4th barbecue. Saw a guy get shot, saw the guy that did it, and was like, they're like, you're going to testify? And he's like, I don't really want to, but I will. The cops are kind of pressuring him. He's like, I need protection.
So he was a rat.
I knew you were going to go there. But him and his fiance got like gunned down in my neighborhood, like shot so much that they were in the backseat of the car, which is fucked up.
What do you mean?
Like they shot him so many times in the front of the car that his body ended up from the driver's seat into the backseat of the car. Because they were trying to crawl away from it.
I call conspiracy on
this. Yeah, dude, let's break it open. I mean, they caught the guys and they all got the death penalty.
This guy's alive still. I don't even believe
Javon. I knew it. I knew Javon was down in Jamaica.
Just blending in.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, good job. You Tupac'd us. Yeah, but that was the only time where I couldn't call it when I just picked up like, hey, buddy, when you got that energy. Yeah. What's up, faggo? Yeah. He's like, your friend's dead.
Were you close with him?
I mean, I knew him since fifth grade. He wasn't like one of my best friends, but he was a guy when you find out you're dead.
Did you cry?
No, after my sister died, I stopped crying when people died.
That was the most pain you could feel?
Yeah, like my aunt died and I was like, I remember being when my aunt died, who I was really close with, I was like, why can't I cry? I just can't fucking...
Yeah,
I was like sad, but I was like,
your aunt compared to your sister.
Yeah, like, yeah. When you get the highest level one, you're like, you know, okay, cool.
Though I'd be sadder if my aunt died than my sister.
Really?
I know she's listening to this.
Dude, fucking really rubbing it in. I don't
know. She listens to this show. I know she felt that inside. I wanted her to.
You go, that's like.
Remember when you fucking tore up my Playboy magazine with Pamela Anderson, you fucking bitch? Yeah.
this is a weird way to extract revenge all these years
later.
I'm in
therapy. I have to start
lashing out. Is that what they tell you in anger management? You go, you know, it's really going to help this if you just start really fucking up the people close to you.
What's funny is alienate the few loved ones you have left.
You're down to a limited amount of people. Really just get them pissed off and drive them away.
Well, I did, you know, the first therapy session yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we do it. Sex. I fucked the therapist. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, what a hot way to get your anger out. She took her glasses off and undid her hair.
Yeah, loved it.
First part of anger management: suck my pussy.
She's fucking.
Are you a
whore? Put her leg up on a table and just smash my face into her cunt.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in it.
All right. This ain't bad. This is. I'm less angry.
I'm dog drinking water. She went. Oh yeah. Yeah, you're pretty angry. Oh, you got a lot of anger on that tongue. So the first
I've just been picturing Lewis fucking Frasier this entire time.
Oh, of course, Lewis. That's what you do.
When's the scrambled eggs part?
Oh, baby, I feel a Lewis suck in my sweet tender asshole. The first session on a Sunday.
Well, yeah, because I'm gonna start seeing her on Saturdays, and I wasn't available on Saturday.
Yeah.
Can I get another coffee, dude?
Thanks, Harrington. So, but then we do the whole session, and then she goes, because it's very fun. Like, I imagine, like, a therapist with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I call her up. I look for a specific anger management therapist, you know, near my place in Harlem. Make it easy, right?
Yeah.
You want to be able to, you know, not have any excuse to not go. And I'm like, you know, she has, like, a little worksheet where it's like, you know, write down the times you get angry. This is, like, the first, like, at-home exercise.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, she has it out when I first come in. And then she starts talking to me about my past. And I can imagine it's like when it's like a mechanic like opens up a car thinking there's like something wrong with like a little problem. Oh. And they open it up, like the hood, and there's like a dead body interspersed with wires like coming through their face.
Oh, hey, real quick, bud, that Corolla you brought in, are you Flintstone running it everywhere? Because isn't there no engine in there? That ain't a car, bro. That's a body. That's just the fucking body of a car. Yeah.
So no, I meant a human body, literally.
Oh, yeah, you go like, inside of a... Hey, there's a 7-year-old up in the near the back cylinders. Were you aware of that? So you went in and she just started slowly taking the sheet off the table as you're talking.
Just shredding it.
Okay, you are what we call the 99 percentile. You are basically a giant ball of rage all the time. She goes, I mean, you're a Ken Hayukit. Well, you're balled up from stored anger.
When I'm leaving, she's like, so, you know, traditionally when I do like anger management, it's like we have exercises. And she was like, but I got to be honest with you. I think there are some other issues underlying. So would you mind, like, you know, discussing those while we go through this anger management? And I'm going like, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you tell Hulk there's a gamma ray problem. Like, yeah, I know. Why we're here.
That's why I'm here.
I got to pad out this hour quick, lady.
Yeah, I got to work this out. Flush me. I need you to dump me. Pull the string. Let it loose.
In my mind, I'm going like, isn't that part of the anger management process? Is it good to the source of the anger?
Isn't that all? I thought that's what it would be. Yeah. Unless she's just having you do goofy breathing exercises.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I did breathe today. I did do a breathing exercise. She did give me one.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good to, you know, but you need to work on the shit.
Yeah, I gotta get to the bottom of it.
Your story is like, finding out your mom's dead, if you read that in a book, you'd be like, this guy's really fucking me up on the train.
No, that's not that bad. My mom's death.
I mean, yeah, dude. It's bad.
That one's not bad.
Dude, it's bad. Your mom was dying of cancer and fucking took a fucking dose to the dome while you're in Amsterdam.
She was shooting her head. She's like,
oh my God, Mrs. Gomez, you've done heroin the completely wrong way. I'm not relaxed. This is not relaxing. I'm stronger. I'm a stronger mom now. Strong mom.
What would happen if you shot heroin into your brain?
Oh, dude, do people do that?
They call braining it?
Yeah. Brainiacs?
Dude,
if it's not addictive, I heard it's not addictive if you shoot it right into your cortex.
Right into your brain instead of between your toes. So supermodels do it.
You go, Dan, what are you doing? I go, dude, that's what Kate Moss did. That's why she's so cool. She just took it right into her fucking spine.
You hold the needle in front of you and then go.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I mean, there's a lot of fucked up shit you got to work through. Mm. I mean, I say all the time, the story that you told on You Know What, dude, where your mom made you Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
What do you mean?
Just go around to the four bullies' house and fight them.
Oh, yeah.
That's kung fu movie shit.
Well, that was a good lesson she taught me right there.
No, that was bad.
No, that was bad. Those kids will fucking forever remember that day.
Yeah, they will. Right, Ryan now when they're Nolan, talking to me, right,
Tommy Robinson.
Tommy Robinson's right now.
J.R. Robinson.
Hey, man, do you remember
Mick Giacoli?
He goes, remember that fucking psycho kid came over with his mom and fought me?
His mom's cheering him on.
He goes, yeah, fuck me up, man. Fuck me up. I didn't want to break her heart and fuck that kid up.
No, one of them did. Nick Giacoli beat the shit out of me in front of my mom.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I watched... Ran with him on top of me yelling, quit it.
I watched this kid, Eric Medina, get beat up in front of his mom from this kid, Nate, that moved into our block.
Nate's the name of always a scrappy kid, except for Nate Bargatze,
yeah,
who's a pussy. I boxed with Nate. Ooh. He punches like a lady. It's just a fucking, like, straight
Is
fucking...
Is this the next Ellis Mania fight?
Boom.
South
boom,
versus boom, the boom, North. Boom. Civil bad. War and Ellis Mania.
Nate punches the way like my son currently punches.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really James bad. Versus Nate? I'm down to see that.
I would debate that James would be able to win the fight.
Oh, man. Nate will be pissed to hear that. When I, this kid.
It's his godson who he never sees. Anyway.
No. Your mom did teach you some fucking momisms, how to get that blowing at the end.
That's right.
No, this kid moved in to my neighborhood from Vegas, and he was like, you know, like when 13-year-olds are jacked like adults, and you're like, oh fuck,
blacks,
black dude body,
yeah, black.
You're like, oh, you got a man's body. I like toys still.
Yeah, there was a kid named in the fifth grade. He had a fucking straight up jacked frame of a man. He was in the fifth grade.
Yeah,
he was 19.
He had been left back like 5 times.
Really?
He was supposed to be in the eighth grade or something like that. He was straight up fifth grade. Like, it was terrifying. Like, the idea of getting into a fight with this kid was like fighting the
man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You'd have never shot fighting a teacher.
You do not fight him.
You do not fight him.
Oh, there's a great video of a teacher like straight up having a brawl with a student.
But this kid would always wear a big Charlotte Hornets starter jacket, one of the pullover, and he moved in the winter, and he was from Vegas, so he always had this jacket on. So you didn't know he was fucking diesel under
it. Oh, yeah.
And he got into a yelling match with this Mexican
dude. Starter jacket is built like a giant garbage bag.
Yeah,
so it's just a big fucking...
Yeah, you have no clue. And this kid's on the bus, and him and Eric Medina are going at it, and he's like...
What team, by the way?
What's that?
What team was the starter jacket?
Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
It was like one of those.
Yeah, big purple.
Yeah,
and
blue.
It was teal.
Teal and purple.
It's a faggy color.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but this kid, light-skinned black dude, it was just like talking shit on the bus. And I went to my friend's house, and it was snowing outside. And I was riding my bike home in the snow, and I saw that kid, Nate, and he was leaving his house. And I was like, yo, where are you going? I was like, he was new. So I was like, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, oh, what's up, dude? I'm like, where are you going? He's like, going over to Eric Medina's to fuck him up. And I was like, well, I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah.
And I rode my bike down the street and then parked at a distance just where I could see at a perfect angle him go to the door, ring the doorbell. Eric's mom answered. And he goes, you just hear him go, is Eric home? And she goes, hold on. She disappears and you hear, fuck you, pussy. And you hear, what? Fuck. And then you just start hearing that, and you hear, get off him! Get off him! And he's fucking boom, 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 and then ran down the stairs back to his house. And I was like, oh, fuck, he really did it.
Yeah.
Like, he went and beat that kid up on his front doorstep.
I like it. You know what? Fuck it.
And then it warmed up a little bit.
What was the last name, Nate?
I forget Nate's last name.
Big Black Nate from fucking
light-skinned black
Aurora?
Dude. Yeah, he's from Vegas, lived in Aurora for, I want to say he lived there for 6 months, and then he moved. Dude, he took that starter jacket off, and we were all like this. Whoa! He just fucking had traps.
Ladies and gentlemen, Light Skin Nate, Real Ass Dude of the Week.
He is a Real Ass Dude of the Week. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. Speaking of Real Ass Dude Nate, I got in with him because I used to sit in his neighbor's garage, Stephanie Snow's
arms.
I used to hold you like a baby. And he'd kiss my forehead, and I felt so protected.
My little baby.
We used to smoke cigarettes and listen to...
Get in my arms, Dan!
Life After Death. That's when it came out. The Biggie album. It was right when it came out, and it was like a two-disc thing.
Yeah.
Such white trash to sit in a garage and smoke cigarettes and listen to an album. Like, I'm 13.
What type of cigarette was your first cigarette ever?
Marlboro Light.
Pall Mall.
I went...
I wonder who Paul Mall is. Some dude
who's not alive.
Yeah,
Paul Mall.
He's like a knockoff Marlboro cowboy man.
I'm Paul Mall, the message delivery man. You're an old timey mailman. That's not fun.
Yeah, Paul Mall.
But it was short for mail. They misspelled it.
It was one of the best jobs you can get at the turn of the century.
I was a regular old pony man. Like, you fucking turd. Do you have that video that
he's a horseback mailman?
Yeah, horseback mailman. Paul Mall.
Paul Mall.
I got your mail. It's underwhelming, and you're not going to be that happy.
After a long day of delivering the U.S. Post,
I like to smoke a nice tobacco stick. I'm Paul Mall.
Also sounds like with filters. Also sounds like a Florida rapper or Paul Wall.
I'm Paul Mall.
Yeah.
I'm Paul Mall. I am Paul Mall.
Do you have that video of the teacher fucking up a student or the student fucking up a teacher?
This is fucking crazy. Let me see. Is this the one?
This is the whole video.
This is the actual Instagram video from the class.
Okay, so I saw a video that was like a cropped version where it was just a kid in his face, and then it's a black teacher and like a Spanish student. Okay, so is this the whole video? All right, let's see. Because I apparently the kid hit the guy before, but this fucking teacher, he's got something in his hand. I don't know.
You want me to fast forward to like when they actually get into it?
No. I want to see the whole video. I want to see that.
Watch the whole porn.
To music class too, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Put your trumpet down.
They have no idea shit's about to go off right now.
Okay.
Drop the backpack and kid.
Wait, watch. He threw the ball at him. Let's see. For the audio listeners. So the kid's being... I didn't realize the kid was being this much of a punk ass. I saw the video. All right, so now the kid's still talking shit. The guy walks away. They calling him a bitch.
White dude just go, can I go to the bathroom? That's me. Can I go to the bathroom, Mr. Murphy?
Yo. So funny, as a dude, you just like let go of the emotion. Pause it for 1 second. So, like, I've talked about this many times, like, with in comedy, you know, in life, in fucking whatever it is you, at one point you go, you're so angry and your manhood's been attacked so much. Mm-hmm. You just go, I don't care about this job. And that's, we're about to watch what happened.
Oh, this guy's right now, he's pushing it all down.
Yeah. By the way, in my anger management, one of the things she said, because I described the feeling of the anger, the way I described the feeling was, it starts off like right here, like a deep, like in the front of my spine, and I feel it right here. And it's a hot, burning sensation that I feel like if I'm running late, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, dude, I felt that on the way here.
Yeah, it's fucking, whatever it is, dude, it just fucking comes out and it verbalizes. So one of the, the exercises she taught me was a breathing technique, and to literally visualize myself pushing the anger down to like my stomach and fucking keeping it inside.
She becomes cancer.
Yeah. She goes, you take all that and you just sit on it. Hard. Just sit. You just push it all the way where it can grow into a bunch of fucked up shit.
She didn't tell you to breathe it out?
No. But, you know, and then once I'm calm and collected, then speak, make a decision. Like, don't do anything until...
out of the anger.
I'm out of that. Like, that's... And I used that today a little bit. Like,
that's smart.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't... But I'm kind of annoyed because she gave me this anger log, and now I got to fucking fill it out, and I'm like, I'm killing the anger.
You bring in a manuscript that's like this big on Saturday? And she goes, this is just 1 week. You go, that's Monday. I got the car out front with Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, Lou's having to do breathing exercises when he's mad. He just waits, and then he goes to say something back to the heckler, and it's just a waitress cleaning the table up. Goes, everybody's been gone for an hour.
Suck a dick. He goes, oh, yeah?
Who's
dating's weird. Where'd you guys go? Where's up? Hello?
Hello.
It's the next day, sir. You're opening the place up.
It's 2020.
Why, we haven't done comedy here since Donald Trump was in office. That was over 50 years ago. You go, where's James? He's an old man now. One anger thing.
Why am I still the same age?
Yeah. Your anger preserved you. Like Captain America and that ice.
Except when you push that much anger down.
No, they call it time freeze.
It's like formaldehyde.
They said that's what volcanoes do. That's why they can last so long.
Honey, quick, private Puerto Rico's awake.
Yeah. Oh, no. Honey, look, it's like awakenings, but they come out real ready to fight. Yeah, I see what you mean, though. This guy's pushing it down, and this guy keeps going, come on, bro.
bro.
Yeah, bitch. Bitch, motherfucker. And he's like, okay, relax. I was a troubled youth, and I've grown to the point where I'm now teaching troubled youth.
Finding your soul.
He's finding the black music teacher.
He's finding the black music teacher.
Keep on down.
Oh, I can't deal with this unless I play my bass guitar. Hold on.
Come on,
this
bitch.
A young man.
Oh, well, the way you're walking right now is right towards an ass beat.
Let me tell your kids about a man named Bootsy Collins.
Yeah. Who knows here about the good Duke Ellington? Let's talk about a little Duke Ellington. Move on over to Buddy Guy. I'ma fuck you up, old man.
Say one more thing.
Oh, you lucky I have this tasty little riff right here.
Like that slap?
Oh, I'm slapping this instead of slapping you. Taking it out on this.
So, all right, play the video. Cut.
Oh, dude, white schools, this would be already a fucking firefight. He'd be like, I hate you.
Yeah. No, kind of insensitive in these times, then.
Oh, okay, cool. Is this... Why you shit? He's mad. Oh! Oh!
Let's fight. Let's fight.
Dude, he threw the first punch.
Yeah, he did. Oh, now this kid's backing up. By the way, he's got something in his hand, by the way. The teacher has got a black box in his hand. Look. Look at this. Look.
Oh, Doggy. Smashing him. That is teacher penance. Bye, motherfucker. I will teach you to not be late.
Keep going. Keep going after him. He ain't big now.
Oh, shit.
Little boy just got bit by a big fucking man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Because another kid jumped in and punched him.
So wait, go back. Man. Really? That's what happened?
Yeah. That was two kids.
Oh, I mean, he literally said, fuck my job.
Yeah.
That's what he said in that moment. He's like, I don't care about this job anymore. Oh, so another kid, yeah, jumps in.
That kid.
I gotta teach you to disrespect the great Louis Armstrong.
Oh, bringing me up on music theory day. You know how much I love music theory. How dare you? Oh, man, it got Demi Miguel. I told you not on music theory day. Beat your ass like I beat this bass.
Dude, go back to the first punch. He just said, fuck it. He just went like, well, I'm gonna knock this kid out.
How dare you
right
tell
here.
Me Miles Davis he goes, is right. better than Charlie Parker?
He goes,
how dare you?
John Coltrane ain't shit. What you just say to me? Come on, bro. What's up, bro? Dude, I mean it right now, man, bro. Fucking Louis Armstrong sucks, bro.
Y'all know I'm a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, man, Otis Redding couldn't even write a good song.
What the hell you mean?
Yo, homie, hip-hop could exist with or without jazz.
Yeah, jazz is for gays, bro.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. You think Miles Davis is good, bro?
Green, I'm telling you right now, man. I ain't playing the trumpet. Trumpet's for fags.
Bro.
Dude, he fucking drills this kid.
Right? I want to know where it is, because it's like right here that he
By the way, the Instagram video I saw is just...
In his head, he goes, is the car paid for this month? Is the rent taken care of?
Okay. All right.
Sylvia got the new pair of shoes. Well, she ain't going to get them. Yeah. Right there. Go back.
Boom.
Because he's thinking. You see him collect his. Oh.
Ooh.
You got to find the news story on what happened. This guy definitely
got fired. What is the follow-up? I know he got suspended or whatever.
Suspended? Good for him. Holding on. They go, we've all wanted to do that to Juan for quite
some time. Here's the deal, right? Look, I'm definitely against striking children, period. Whether they're your kids or somebody else's kids.
If this kid's 18, I think it's cool as shit. If he's 18,
I don't think it's cool as shit regardless. Look, here's the truth. It's not cool as shit to start beating somebody up.
No.
But even if he's like 15, Well, at 15, I was enough of a man that I was popping shit to a man, right? It's not like, it's not, he's a teacher, it's wrong. I'm just saying, like, on a fucking...
A 12-year-old, you don't fight. A 13-year-old, don't fight.
On a cellular level, find out the information on this. On a cellular fucking level, as a dude, mm-hmm. you can sort of understand you're in a fucking moment, there's another guy talking shit to you. He seemed younger mm-hmm. than 18, definitely. He seemed like a kid.
Yeah, he seems like he's a boy. 16. I would say
I would guess 16. Like 13 or 14 from the way he was holding himself.
Old enough to get his dick sucked by a social studies teacher.
Yeah, right.
Old enough to get your ass beat by the music teacher.
You can fuck him, you can fight him.
I'm just saying
you're this shit in Spanish class.
I'm not saying that you should react that way. I'm just saying the kid should expect that if that's the way that he's going to act.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whereas I don't condone what the teacher does and I think he should lose his job, you shouldn't be able to be pushed that to that level by a fucking kid if you're in charge of children and they're, you know, the way they're growing up. I'm an angry motherfucker. I shouldn't be in charge of children because of my anger problems. Like, I shouldn't say that because they're going to take away my fucking kid now. I'm saying I shouldn't be...
You should be in charge of child, not children.
But that's not true because I'm a really great dad. I don't know that... I should say, because I wouldn't do that in front of a fucking 64-year-old
Marston Riley.
He's 64, too. Yeah. Also, the older he gets, the more I give him a pass as well. 75, I would say there's actually not even a problem with
this. He went to jail. How old's the kid?
He went to jail. Wow.
Yeah, they arrested him.
His bond was set at $50,000.
Kids, 14, Dan.
14.
Students who witnessed the fight said it started when the teacher told the student he wasn't wearing the right school uniform. The student responded with a tirade of racial profanity. Those words can be heard on the video before the fight. But he wasn't being, he was just saying nigga. Like, he was like a hood kid. He was a Spanish kid from the hood, right? It's a little, you can't really say that he's...
It'd be funny if he was, like, actually on a racist profit. Like, he was like, I mean it. Slavery did nothing to black people.
What's going on? 3/5 of a teacher?
And he goes, oh, whoa, you're getting with some real mean racist shit. Because the N-word's actually the nicest part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 64 fighting a 14-year-old. You got, come on, bud. Go fucking call a, go call a security guard.
How about we take those bass strings and wrap them around your neck and tie you to a tree?
They go, whoa, that is racist.
It's very racist.
You go, sit down. I need to jam. Yeah, if you're 64 and a 14-year-old's getting under your skin like that, you just take a cue from Luis J. Gomez. Breathe.
You got to breathe. Push it down.
Put it down. Go get a security guard. Have him removed. Take him to the dean.
Yeah. No, look.
Can't fight a 14-year-old. Even though there's a part of him that loved it.
64 is bordering on too old for this shit.
It is. It's Danny Glover age.
Yeah.
You know what, though? There is... I bet if you got him away from everything, from the cameras, from any chance of it getting back to anybody, and you're like, how good did that feel?
Oh, zero regrets.
He went, sweeter than a Yoo-Hoo, baby. When I was pummeling that dumb little Mexican's head, it
like
just...
like my grandma's summer tea.
He still calls it reefer.
Yeah, yeah. You ever woken up in a grass field on a spring day with a beautiful woman next to you? Well, it was better than that, my friend. I beat the shit out of that little kid. And I will go to the grave with a smile on my face.
I mean, it's... Yeah, you can't... I don't think I could be pushed to a point where I'm going to fight a 14-year-old like that. Like that. That's an anger problem too. Like, yeah,
that's a crazy amount of...
I mean, if a 14-year-old that looked like... Cause go back to what the kid looks like. Do we have any pictures of what the kid looks like in the media or anything? Because he looks like a small kid.
He looks like... Remember, you know how like...
And I know these kids
Mexican
talk...
kids, when you're 12, they get the first mustaches. And then like the white trash kids come in with the wispy ones. He looked like he had like that peach fuzz mustache. Dude, this kid, Jerry.
I would just, if I was going to get to that point, I would grab him, hold him, maybe fucking push his head into the ground. Yeah, touch his nipples.
You go, oh, I'm going to fuck you up in a different way. Like, I wasn't expecting this. I was not expecting
this. Just wakes up in my basement naked.
Yeah. Sorry, bleeding. You got to let me go home. I'm sorry. Maybe now you wear the right school uniform.
Now you don't have any uniform. How does it feel?
Your skin's your uniform. I'm about to take that off. Flapjack style. It's a Saw movie.
Yeah.
I really do want to interview that guy.
Do you want to play a game? He wakes up.
He goes, boom, boom, boom. Would you like to play a game?
Would you like to play a game? All right. Who wrote this riff?
Wrong. George Clinton and P-Funk Paul. Now I'm going to take off all your toes. What's right? I threw you a curveball. Good job. Good job, man. You get to keep your dick for now. We ain't going to cut your dick off. I really want to know how much that satisfied that man, just beating the fuck out of a little kid.
It had to have
gratified a small part of him. That part where, and I'll tell you exactly which part it was, where he was on the side by the cubby holes and he's just smacking his fucking head. There had to have been
with
a part of him.
With, I think, what I'm pretty sure is a sex ed video or something. Yeah.
I'm going to cheat you the right way to have responsible sex. It looked like, it could be funnier if it was an eraser. He's like, I was just trying to get the chalk out.
Yeah, teachers would do that all the time when we were in like middle school. They would just chuck an eraser across the room at your head. Yeah.
By the way,
and if they hit you, I mean, good for them.
And also always got a good laugh.
That was hilarious.
I mean, if they nailed you. Dude, one time I was reaching.
This is what they would do. They would walk into the room if the kids weren't listening. Like, all right, everyone, let's get started. And then they turn off the lights, and then everyone would quiet down. It was a little fucking trick, like we're dogs.
Yeah, it is.
It was crazy.
I'm the puck leader. I was trying to make this girl in my math class laugh in eighth grade, and there was like a box of donuts for like the kids that did well on their tests. And I was like reaching, like, hey, I'm going to steal this box of donuts. Dude, my fucking teacher, he hated me. He fucking hated me. Always kicked me out in the hallway. He went up as
that boy with the big head trying to steal them damn donuts.
He was a white dude with a gray mullet, and he was like tall.
I stand
and skinny.
By the voice I chose for that.
And I think so. I think it was. I think he had an old black man's voice. I was reaching over, and the look of it was pure terror that I felt when I was reaching over. Like, I'm gonna grab this box of donuts. I suck at math. There's no way I'm gonna. And his motherfucker comes and kicks the desk that the donuts are on.
No.
But it like lifts. All the donuts go everywhere. The desk lifts. I was terrified. I was like, like, he did that. I was like, I'm so sorry.
You're covered in piss.
Dude, I'm so surprised that he pissed my pants. I was so fucking scared.
I remember the face of the change schools.
Yeah. I'm throwing up. I'm pissing and shitting.
All over the donut soda.
Yeah. Oh, look who it is. It's evacuate soda. And just the girl I was making faces with when I did that went like, like, oh my God. And dude, he was like, don't you fuck around. And started yelling at me in class. And I was like, yeah. That was so good the rest of that class. Man, it was so good. Yeah. It was pretty funny watching him pick up the donuts after the anger subsides. And he's like, well, now these donuts aren't good. I was like, I'll have one. Okay. Yeah. Shit.
That fucking, you know, that anger, like, you know, you just. I said that before. I was like, I shouldn't work in an environment where my anger could get the best of me and I'm fucking freaking out in front of fucking kids. And that's why one of the things that I've sort of noticed, like, as I'm getting older and as I have more things going on in my life and I'm being, you know, a little more successful, I have less accountability. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to have day jobs, or I used to have bosses, or I used to be trying to get into clubs and trying to, like, it's a different thing now. Like, I don't really... I've sort of all of those barriers in my life that it's almost like this. Like, I don't like my fate being in the hands of other people. I don't like being out of control. So what happens is I've sort of created a life for myself where I'm in control of most of it. For the most part, there's things that I still don't have control over, but because I have that freedom, there's nobody to really answer to. And I think now that I'm going to anger management, even just the act of putting down a log of like when I get angry and what I do, right?
Yeah.
I'm very conscious of like I'm being a fucking, like, I have to log this moment right now. That itself, just
that. I wish that meant every time Lewis gets mad, he says his shit on the floor.
Yeah. Log.
It happened again.
There we go.
I bet this helps you. I bet this helps with your joke writing. Because you're going to start noticing when to log like certain feelings.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you just, like, that's what I noticed a joke book is on you all the time. You're just like, why am I mad about this? Or am I frustrated about this? And how is this funny? Or, like, how do I, you know? Because a lot of times the funny shit always comes from a place where you're
I said that
mad.
To my therapist as well. I was like, well, look, it's not like I don't talk about this stuff. I was like, I talk about, like, my dad's death, my mom's death. And I do podcasts and I do comedy. And I talk about all of it and all these things. And then she shut that down. That whole comedy is therapy.
Oh, not at all.
Hacky horseshit. She was like, yeah, no, but you're not processing it as tragedy. You're
avoiding it. You're avoiding doing the work.
What?
Yeah. It sucks because that was like the big thing for me when I got into therapy. I was like, whatever. I'm pretty much cool with everything.
Because I mean, like, did you hear my fucking...
I got a killer bit about my dad dying. And he was like, yeah, you're just joking around about it. You got to actually.
And then as soon as you close the door, you break down crying.
I go, thank you guys. Good night.
He's so much
Every comedy green room, they're like, I'm going to take you to places you don't want to go. Yeah. Thank you guys. Good night. You got to wipe your eyes and do a meet and greet. Yeah. Right out. Hold on. Hey, there he is.
I was there one time. I came out of your therapist.
Yeah, hell yeah, A-Rock.
And I just cried.
Yeah.
And Gary Goldman was walking in.
That's weird.
And there was just no hiding that I was crying. My eyes were all puffy, and my face was all like, and I just went, and I looked down and walked away.
So funny. That's it really does affect, because so many comedians go to that therapist, it does affect when I hear that fucking
the door open.
The door open. I like immediately go like, and it's just from being alone as a kid. I fucking can't trust it. Anyways, I think the career's going good. I got a new bit that's fucking crushing,
dude.
Crushing.
Couldn't be any better. Could be happier.
Man, couldn't be better. I'm just, you know, everything's perfect. I sleep the perfect amount, and I'm eating healthy, and I'm pretty much great. I'm going to leave early, because there's really no more work to be done.
So anyway, that'll be $150. Oh, I'm doing therapy with him. Oh, hey, hey, what's going on?
No, Alan, I understand. I'm helping you out. No, listen, it's my, he goes, I'm not saying that. I go, yeah, no, I'm really helping you.
Oh, Rachel Feinstein, hi.
Hey, Rachel, Rach! Yeah, I was just killing it in there. Anyways, good seeing you.
Well, I'm your therapist.
Weird.
It's like crazy.
Anyways, I guess we'll talk about it next time I see you. All right, A-Rock, next time. I got you in for an 11. He goes, you're an 11. I go, all right, so you are in at 11. I'll bring our notes. You're a fucking squirrely motherfucker, aren't you? All right.
Are you wacky? You're so wacky today.
You're a fucking real broken dude. I'll see you later.
I don't know how he reversed that. He's leaving saying, I'm not his therapist. I don't know what this is.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
Sweat.
I want to, real quick, let me plug the network for a moment.
GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Fuck yeah, doggies.
Everybody from Tom Adrema to Andrew Dice Clay to Lisa Ann.
Isn't that cool? Tommy Dreamer now?
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. Awesome. He's coming in shortly. He'll be in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
To fucking record his show. We got the new Tommy Dreamer show starting this month. If you guys don't know Tommy Dreamer, ECW legend, the innovator of violence. I've seen Tommy Dreamer wrestle live. I've been a fan of Tommy Dreamer since I was a kid.
I'm always a fan of a dude that does anything in a t-shirt.
Hell yeah, dude. He didn't give a fuck, dude. He's like, I'm going to take my shirt off.
I'm going to wear Adidas track
ECW
pants.
ECW arena.
He goes, I'm going to wear track pants and a fucking ECW shirt.
I'm trying to get fucking abs for fucking 400 animals in a fucking pool hall.
Because you want me to take a pool cue wrapped in barbed wire and you want me to have a six pack? Fuck off.
Pick one.
Yeah. I'll
pick
have
one.
Fat skin for it to lay into.
you think I'm wrestling on a mat full of thumbtacks?
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch what I eat?
Yeah. So I can't have bread and I have to be suplexed through a glass table.
Yeah. Not cool. Happening. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. Starting
this
month.
Very cool. Starting this month, Tommy Dreamer, the House of Hardcore podcast here on Gas Digital. 22 shows now on the network. Incredible shows. If you love this show, obviously, we have our live streams for free every single week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. And you can get the latest 15 episodes for free on iTunes, the latest few episodes on YouTube as well. But if you guys really want to support this show, our entire on-demand library is available at GasDigitalNetwork.com for this show and all 22 shows, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, all the other shows on the network. We have the best lineup in the fucking world. Nobody's got a better fucking podcast network lineup than us. And for $7 a month, you use the promo code RAP. $7 a month, you get a 14-day free trial. You see if you like it. It's ad-free content, uncensored content. You get pre-release on all the episodes. They're 4 days before they go to iTunes or YouTube. You have them on the website. You know, and then you help us out. That's the fucking best part of all. You help out the show. You hook us up. We make a little bit of cash, which is dope. Just make sure you use that promo code RAP because it truly does help out the show. So, yeah, get that 14-day free trial. See if you dig it. You know what the fuck is up, son. So you were telling me you were taking mushroom pills now, Danny boy.
I'm not taking mushroom pills. I've got some, and I'm excited to take them. I had some friends that took them, and I'm excited to see.
I can't do mushrooms anymore.
Why?
Hurts my stomach.
Okay. Maybe these pills will be better.
No, I've done the mushroom pills.
Did you like them?
I've done them. They hurt my stomach.
More so than regular mushrooms.
It all hurts my stomach.
Okay.
It's a poisonous mushroom that you're putting into your body.
Yeah, psilocybin.
I think that
maybe certain people are more susceptible to like stomach pain, but the whole time I'm on it, like it's really cool and I get these cool visuals, but I have like a burning, terrible pain in my stomach the whole time.
Yeah, it's not good.
So it's not, the physical side of it isn't really worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like these, I'm interested to try these pills because I just want to see what one does. Just if it was like just a nice little dose.
Microdose?
Just a microdose just to see how I feel.
I did just one on Shiprocked and went back to my room, saw faces in the curtains of my window, got scared.
Mm-hmm.
Then got distracted, started jerking off the pictures on my phone.
Okay.
And then it was the last night of the cruise, and one of the guys that worked on the boat just walked into my room to ask if I needed to check my bag, and he walked in on me jerking off.
Like, why don't you check my bag? You showed him your balls.
He went, hey, yeah.
But I forgot the TV was on because I was just on my phone.
Yeah.
So what this man walked in on was me jerking off to Monsters University.
That's so funny.
And he just looked at me and he went, stay rock.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He goes, fuck yeah, dude. Animated monsters. You're a sick little goat.
Sick fuck.
I love it, dude.
Oh, you're gross, but I love it.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
Dude, hell yeah, anyway, man. Me and my girlfriend usually gangbang to Thomas the Train. Just really gets her going. Did you finish on mushrooms?
No.
I can't jerk off on. I can't get horny on mushrooms.
Dude, my dick is soft on mushrooms.
I gotta give you a blue chew. Have you fucked with a blue chew yet, Dan?
No. Can I have one?
Yeah.
Do you have... Are you just eating these on the reg, dude?
They're delicious.
I'm ready to fuck at all times.
They're delicious.
I don't. I
mean, you can make the world hard.
I'm the Johnny Appleseed with boners.
Here you go, baby boy.
Is it come in a container or is it just like a live candy? Oh, hell yeah, dude. Oh,
they're fun trick or treat packs.
I guess he's going to get all boned up.
Hell yeah, you are, dude. You don't even know. You got a chicken banging right now?
Yeah, I'm dating a lady. A lovely lady.
Is she?
She's a very lovely lady.
How long have you been dating her?
3 months.
You're a fucking serial monogamous, Dan.
I don't understand what that means. I didn't have a girlfriend until last year. I broke up with my ex broke up with me
you
last
You always have
September.
A girlfriend. Every time I've known you, the whole time, you've always had a girlfriend. Every
it's
time
not
I
true.
Ask.
I haven't had a girlfriend. I didn't have a girlfriend from October to like July. That's a while.
That's less than a year, Dan.
Well, love happens, dude.
You try keeping that off the market.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah. Actually,
women are also attracted to Dan, which is strange to me.
They have a large head.
He's not.
I'm not classically attractive.
No.
I know.
But then I say those words to women, and they're like, you're crazy. He's classically attractive.
I'm not classically attractive.
I'm like, no, he's not.
Shanna had to skip the show today because she's too attracted to Dan. She couldn't handle it.
She's in a kiddie pool in her living room.
Your face is just
soaking wet.
Sort of rubbery.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nondescript.
Nondescript. Very nondescript.
Got a flat nose.
Very flat nose. Roman nose, as they call it.
A lot of fucking wrinkles in the forehead.
Your face looks like it was eroded over time.
Yeah. I look like a time traveler. I have time traveler face. Like if I came back from another era, you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust you, Dan.
You don't trust me.
I don't trust
After all these years of friendship, you do not
Deep
trust
down
me.
Down inside, I just don't trust the man they call Dan Soder.
Why don't you trust me? What don't you trust about me?
You're an enigma, Dan.
You're just saying words at this point. You're not going anywhere.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I was like, what does that even mean?
I'm just trying to kill the next 2 minutes because we have to wrap up.
I fucking hate you. Now I'm going to be like high tonight. Like, does Lewis not trust me? We're good friends. I thought I've done everything for him to trust me.
I love you, baby. You know I do.
I love you too, dude.
Dan Soder is the fucking best in the world. And The Bonfire is an incredible show. 4 nights a week available on Comedy Central Radio.
Yeah.
On Sirius XM, Dan and Jay are two of the funniest people on the planet. You should be listening to the show. If you're not, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. At Dan Soder, at Zach is not funny, at the Bobby Hutch, at
the Chin underscore,
at Real Shane Gomez, at Realist Podcast, at Gas Digital. Remember, Chicago Friday night, Miami Saturday, Sunday, Boston on Monday, Long Island the following Wednesday. Holy fuck, Louis J. Gomez ain't fucking around. I'm always working, always coming for you,
working.
Always ready to get pegged. Winnipeg coming at you as well, guys. Both the contest and the city coming to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Realize Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday. Who's the guest on Wednesday? Do we know? I like to announce it at the end of the show every time. Pretty fucking dope when I do it. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Sean Hennessy, Brian Bargainier.
Sean Hennessy, Brian Bargainier this Wednesday, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, Danny. Folks.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to today's show. If you love this show, you love Zach Amico, and you should know that his brand new show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, just started here on the Gas Digital Network. Zach and a couple comedians watch a horror movie and then comment throughout it. It's a super funny show. Zach is one of the funniest guys on the planet, and he's super passionate about horror. So you guys are going to love this show. Check out this clip right now.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Guys, when's the last time you think you've watched Halloween?
I think it was at a sleepover in like sixth grade, and I
did some gay shit.
Yeah. They it was with all the guys on the baseball team, and they made me get around and go around naked and put my dick in this kid's ear.
I really hope that's true.
Yeah, it is.
You watch Halloween and did some gay shit.
Yeah. It was I think it was sort of molesting. Did I get molested when I watched Halloween? I don't know.
Well, when the music starts, if you get hard, you were molested.
Well, I told my mom. I told my mom, and she didn't get mad at them. She got mad at me for being so weak to allow myself to do that. I was like, this is going to play out real well in a couple years.
My boy. Shit, man, let's watch Halloween.
Let's do it. I'm getting hard.
Damn it. All right, you were busted.
Up. He's going to be in the car. No, he's going to be back in the house. I was right. He's going to be in the car.
This show should literally just be Ian reacts to the decisions white women make in movies.
Why is he waiting outside? Why is he not waiting inside the house? Ah, there he is. Oh, Jason. Yo, Mikey Myers got jokes. My man did his homework.
I love watching this movie with fucking Yamanika Fidance over here.
No, bitch!
That's where he lives.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.